Parshas Vayakel. Vayakel starts off. Rashi holds Lamachas Yom Kippurim after Yom Kippur, Kshiyarat Menahar, when he comes down with the Slicha. And now we're going to re-say the according to Rashi, it's going to be said for the first time, the Mishkan for the Kapar for the Egel. According to the Ramban, it's saying it because even so, after the Egel, I still want you to have a Mishkan, even though before it didn't seem like necessarily it would happen once there was an Egel. Why does this need to be Vayaka? Why does it need to be everyone together? Why did he call everyone together? So the Nachas Yaakov answers, Rabbi Yaakov seems to say this as well, that the Egel was the Sherish Hatoma. It was the Shpitz possible. We know any punishment that we have, which is for our Averis, obviously, has what to do with the Egel. The punishment still comes from somewhat of the punishment of the Egel split up. So therefore, would make sense that it was the Shpitz of the Shpitz, the highest of the high of the Averis, lowest of the low, we should say. And it made separation. It made a separation between Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael themselves, Klal Yisrael and Hashem. The Mishkan is the Shpitz of Kedusha. Whether it's a place for Shechina, like the Ramban, whether it's like the Rambam, that it's a place for Kabbonis, whatever it is, it is the highest of Kedusha. Therefore, for such a thing, you need Achdos. You need Achdos. And therefore, pulling everyone together, that's why Vayakel. That's why we had Anosh Anosh Metaf, everyone coming together. Shlomo Kluger says that Vayakel, this coming together of Vayakel for the Mishkan, was a kapara on the Beikolo al Aaron, that they gathered on Aaron. So now it's saying that they gathered for the Egel Latoyv. I'm sorry, for the Mishkan L'Toyv. Even though Achdos is the Iker, right? We know that Achav's people in their day, they won because they had Achdos, even though they were Bali Avodah Zarah. But Lamaisa, obviously, the highest of the high is that we should be Lev Echad Lo'aviv Shva Shamayim. And it doesn't necessarily mean that we should just make peace with people. We know the Brisker Rav was very against a Misrad Hadatot. I think they ended up making it in the land of Israel, of bringing all the religions together and trying to run things and gain things. He was very against being in a part of such a thing. When you're doing for Hashem, then you stay just for Hashem and we don't veer off. The Divrei Yonasan says in Parshas Kisis, also a similar thing, that the Machtzis HaShekel, the point was to be Ma'achid, the Tzadikim and the Rishonim together, just like we do by the Lulav as well, and bring them all together. But of course it has to be that everything's for Hashem. It's not just that we're together for the sake of being together for whatever it is. Just bringing out that which we were mentioning before about how the Egel brought Pirud. First of all, it could be said the Lashon, but the Lashon Chazal is Ivu Elohos Harbi, they wanted many gods, and there's even a Gemara Sanhedrin that, Yerushalmi Sanhedrin, I'm sorry, that each Shevet had their own Egel. See, whatever that means exactly, but you see there was this form of that they were trying to create a bunch of different things. It fits very nicely with the Rabbeinu Yonah, that L'saydi Vakesh Nifrod U'chol Toshia Yizgala, L'saydi Vakesh Nifrod says Rabbeinu Yonah in Shari Tshuva, that everyone is, they might be running for the same Avera, but they're all interested on their own in getting that Avera. So therefore, even if they're going for the same Avera, even if they are, everyone's own Avera is going to be their own thing. Mashen Kein Ruchnius, when everyone's going for the same Torah, L'Shem Hashem, again, not their own things, but when it's all L'Shem Torah, L'Shem Hashem, then that's all Eichud. Yes, everyone might have their own way to serve Him. The 12 Shatim were 12 different ways of serving Him, whatever that means exactly. But it was all for one purpose. That's going to be one thing. Similar refined by Yaakov and Esav, the Medrash says, I don't remember the rest of the pasuk, but it says the first part of the pasuk is referring to Yaakov Avinu, that by Yaakov Avinu there was 12 people which were one. Masha Enkein, by Esav it was 400 400. In other words, they were totally separate. You didn't have a group of 400 people by Esav. That's why they got dispersed by 12 people of Yaakov who were one. Because by Esav, it was 400 people interested in their own things. 400 people, even if it says the same thing under the caption and under the picture, it's going to end up being horrible. They were all, them and the Shvatim were all going for the same exact thing. Itaka went for the same exact thing of Ruchnius and remained as such, and that's how they won over. Okay. Parsha talks about Shabbos. Eila Dvarim Asher Tziva Hashem Lases Isam David. Thank you very, very much. Beautiful.
Okay, just be careful because the bottoms are.
Okay, so this Parsha of Shabbos. So Lases Isam Tapaneach Rosen Rabbein Ephraim. There are a lot of Ramazim here. They say that Lases, you turn that, you flip that around. You have a Lamed, a Vav, a Tuf, a Shin, and Ayin. That's Lamed Vitesha is in the 39 Melachis that Hashem is telling us. Big Maram is the 39 Melachis over here. Rabbein Ephraim says that from Pasuk Dalet until the end of the bringing of the Mishkan is 39 Psukim. It's another Remez. Paneach Raza says that Eile is 36. Hadvar Masher Tziva is three words. That's 3 plus 36 equals, again, 39. All trying to bring Ramazim about the Melech HaMishkan and that which it is not Doiche Shabbos. As high as it is not Doiche Shabbos. Many things to say about that. About that fact, you see from here how high Shabbos is. It could also be, especially if the point of Shabbos, if the point of the Mishkan is Shechina, or even Karbanis is the coming close to Hashem. Well, then Shabbos, like we heard before from Shiva of Lakewood, Shabbos, you had that Karn Arpanav. We are Zeicha to that higher level, and it's a Me'ein of Olam Haba, like we say Mizmashir Lasa Lavi Nimshkula Shabbos Nuch and Chaya Lamim. Then it makes perfect sense. In a way, at least, be a soid shabai, that besides for the din of it, it makes perfect sense, bashkafa shabai, that it would not be doicha. That even though that's the spitz, but Shabbos comes first, because Shabbos is the ice that Hashem is here, and that is bigger than that, than the building of it. Alaf, even though in the Mishkan itself, Hashem tells us to bring karbanos on Shabbos. Good, I guess that's once it's up, but getting to that point, that Shabbos says that I am first. The lashon of the pasuk of coming to Shabbos, Pasuk Beis, Sheishes Yom Te'aseh Melacha, 6 days, literally translated in English, work should be done. Doesn't say do work. It says work should be done. Oyem HaShvi Yielachem Kodesh, it should be Kodesh, Shabbos Shabbos and Lashem Kalesav Melacha Yumas. Usually don't find this Lashem of Shabbos Shabbos and referring to regular Shabbos. So what's going on over here? So the Gan Rove explains, based on this, right, like it says in other places, we say it says Tavod, and it also says well, Shabbos Lashem in other places. What's this? Sheish Yom Te'asim Lacha. So he says that the Gemara says that when Bnei Yisrael are doing the work, the Ratzin of Hashem, then Malachta Nasas Laidei Achirim. Other people will do their Malacha for them. It's only when we're not living so high, that is when we need to do our own work. But otherwise, the Goyim are taking care of us. So therefore, if the Goyim are really taking care of our work during the week, then what is exactly happening on Shabbos? We already weren't working. On that, the Pasuk says, Shabbos Shabbos. That's why it has to raise the bar. When you're in such a high level that your Te'asa, then your Shabbos will be even higher than that. Hashem will help you make it higher. You'll make it higher with Liman HaTaira and more, and even more of a Gilui Shechina and deeper in Taira and Kedusha. It's on the other level that the rest of the Torah is referring to, that you have a regular Shabbos, is coming after 6 days of regular work, so good, then it's one type of rest. But it's saying that the rest on Shabbos coming after Te'aseh will be even greater in all relativeness. Chafetz Chaim says, why does it have to say Sheshes Yomim? That you got to that about working? Just say, rest on the seventh day. Why does it have to say about working the 6 days? So he answers, the Darche Mosse answers from the Chafetz Chaim, very famous part. If you're Mekayim Shabbos, then you will have 6 days of work. Shabbos is not the end of the week. Shabbos is not the day to rest up from the whole week. It's the recharge for the next week. Shabbos is the Makar Bracha. When we say that, we should think about what it means. It means that Shabbos is the source of Bracha for the next week. It can't be a source of Bracha for the week that just passed. You already went through it. You already went through that whole charge.
Oh, that's why we say by Hadara. By Hadara, we...
The 6 days should come upon us.
It should come upon us, and that would be a pleasant week.
Right, yeah, sure, sure. Week. Yes, very nice. Exactly, and not to Chanatana as well.
We don't have any liturgy that blesses the week just passed.
Right, correct. Friday's ending the week already. We're going to Shabbos. Shabbos is the start of the next week. That's what the Chafetz Chaim was saying. That's how Yizeich, a similar verb by Shemitah. That the way you'll have a the six regular years is if you're Mekayim the Shemitah. If you're Mekayim the Shemitah, that's how you have the 6 years. The same exact thing over there. It's not the Shemitah is the end of the 6 years. It's the beginning of the next 6 years. Speaking of what we're saying about this, you said that Chafetz Chaim was saying there's a ma'aseh with Chafetz Chaim that he was telling someone to close his store on Shabbos, and he was explaining to him based on this pasuk in our parsha that you're only zeichet to your 6 days of work if you rest on Shabbos. Sure enough, not too long later, the Bolsheviks started coming, and he totally lost his entire store, his entire livelihood, and he went back to Chafetz Chaim, or wrote back to Chafetz Chaim, that he understood his muster, and that it for sure was because he hadn't listened to him based on this, that he lost his 6 days of work because he wasn't being Mekayim Shabbos Karoi. So a beautiful mashal from the Dubna Magid said as follows, a mashal to a fellow who needed to travel very far for many, many months. So he travels, and he's in some town, no real connection to his family back home. He's there for a month, 2 months, 3 months. It looks like he's going to have to be there for many months. Eventually, one day, an ani walks into town. He's collecting around, and it turns out that this ani is actually from his old town. So the ani finally makes his way to this man's house. Wasn't necessarily so rich, but he had a little bit of money. He was okay. And he says to him, "Oh, Yanko Shmerl, so good to see you. So good to see you. Tell me, Vastutzach, what's going back on in our town? Especially tell me about my family." So Mashoch tells him, yeah, a little bit, but I gotta go. I have money to make. I have people to see. I gotta go. I gotta keep going. So again, he tries to push him. Please just tell me a little bit, something. I really got to go. I don't know what to tell you. I have to continue. So finally, this man, he's so much more interested that he should hear about his family and his welfare back home, that he tells the man, "How much were you planning on making from this town?" So he says, "I'll tell you the MS, making a cheshbon, 10 gold coins I was going to make from this town altogether. 10 gold coins, I'm willing to pay the 10 gold coins, so you'll stay here and tell me all the news that you remember in the last many months that happened with my family back home." He says, "Okay, fine, deal." Gives him, starts telling him a little more. Within a short while, the man is sleeping. And the man is sitting there, the rich fellow is sitting there like dumbfounded, like, "I paid him for this." He tries a little bit, now he can. Finally, he gives him a gishrei and says, "You were going to have to go around the entire town anyways. Totally tired or whatever. I happened to have saved you the trip, and now I gave you the money for the town. Come, tell me, what happened with my family back home?" Says the Dubna Magid, "We go through the entire week. We tell Hashem, wait up. Yeah, a little bit of tire, a little bit of davening, not really, whatever. I have places to go, people to meet, things to do." Hashem says, "Okay, all right. Maybe something, no. What if I give you? What if I take care of everything for you? Then it'll be okay." "Okay, fine, maybe, I hear." So Hashem says, Here's Shabbos. It is the Makar Bracha for the entire week. That'll set you up. Now, come. Tell me about my home. Tell me about my family. Come, says the Neshama. Enjoy the Ruchnius. And yet, what do? We come to Shabbos. Shabbos. That's it. Tired, we sleep, we poof away the whole thing. No Torah, no davening, no nothing. Says the Dubna Magid, Shabbos is where it was given to us as Makar Bracha, so we can have what to do with the Eivishter. And so we can have what to do that our neshama should have to do with the Ruchnis. Not to run away from it all of a sudden and say, "Oh, you would have had to go straight." It is so much. Look around at the many stories through the hundreds and hundreds of years. Look how hard it was for those people who had to work 7 days straight. A nebach on the goyim. That's their work. Goyish Shabbos is chayiv misa. But even the Yidin Chas v'Shalom who did. Look how much harder it was for them. And like we said from this story, and there are many, many other clear stories of how it was so much harder for them working on Shabbos. They ended up with nothing, and even during it would be extremely hard for them. That's what Dubna Magid is saying here with the Shabbos, that it is the Mekar HaBracha. Okay, L'svaru esh, right? The malacha that it picks is l'svaru esh. Why this one specifically? Simri emes, Tfaras Yonason answer that the Isra malacha on Shabbos is because Hashem rested on Shabbos. Right? Hashem was shavis, and therefore we have to be shavis as well. So you would think, esh, fire, which was created on Matzi Shabbos, which is when Adam created it, you would think that maybe Hashem didn't rest from the Malach of Esh. So therefore, maybe it's not included. On that, you have very nice lean what they say, that that's why it's repeating over here to tell you that you got to stay away from Esh as well. Well, Diskin answers that in the Mishkan, they used Esh to cook, right? We know either to cook up for the Lechem or to cook the dye to use for the Urias. And it was also used for the Naira. Therefore, maybe you would think that, and at least for light, it should be allowed. Maybe it's not doing as much. Maybe the menorah was more of a ruchnistika thing. Maybe we should be allowed to have it. Kamashalon not. Mentioning this about the menorah and what we were saying before about Shabbos, I want to mention that something, at least a story we could aspire to hear about this, about what the learning on Shabbos and the neshama on Shabbos. Rav Shiva Reb Tzvi Kaplan said over that Reb Nosson Tzvi would stay up most or all of Shabbos night. His famous stories about his Rebbetzin, that she would stay up and be his shomer so that he wouldn't touch the fire, right? Because otherwise you're not allowed to learn by candlelight Shabbos night. I heard recently that he used to make as a game that, like, start moving his hand towards to make sure that she was attentive to what was still going, to make sure she was still up and recognizing what's going on. Al Kapanim, why did he do this? Why did he do this specifically? He didn't do that any other night of the week. He said he made a very nice cheshbon like this. What does it say at the end of our lives, after 120? It says that we're going to go up to Shemayim, and one of the first questions we're going to be asked is, did you learn Torah? Fine. Very nice. Chazal tell us that every single Shabbos you get Neshama Yisera. After Shabbos, that Neshama Yisera goes back up to Shemayim. Do you not think that Neshama Yisera has its own special din every single week? My Neshama should go back up, and I'm going to answer that no, I didn't really learn. How embarrassing is that for me? And that's why he would stay up most or all of Shabbos night learning. Again, just bringing out this point, and something could at least hear and aspire to for a little bit, to make a 5-minute Seder, a 10-minute Seder, a few psukim, a little bit, but something to add on for the Shabbos that our Neshama can have that connection.
Just to test the shomer, and the shomer was quiet. So he said, why didn't you scream? He said, how can I scream at the chazanish? They said, you're a bad shomer.
Nice to see you're a bad shomer, yeah. Oh yeah, sorry, Chaikovsky. I was saying a deep Reb Chaikovsky a few weeks before the Rebbetzin's Patira, and during the suit, it was right. This is Benes Man and Parshias, Akev Ray, whatever it was, and so talking about Schar No Habu. He said, "Fair Shem Rambam, point to Ray where the Rambam was." Mamish on the spot as the sefer touched his hand, so as the person handed him the sefer, right away Shomer. That's a person that lives. He only has candlelight Shabbos night. It's a new thing that he lets his air conditioner go on electricity. Shabbos night, he only has candles. So right away, as the sefer touches hand, that's a man who lived, everything by him was halacha. We breathe if the air's too stuffy, we go to air, by him. A sefer touches his bathroom, and it was right away, literally on the spot, Shomer. Everybody said to the guy next to him to be Shomer. Yeah, stories of Shomer and Shabbos. The Kiyar and the Kana, a lot of the other things in the parsha keep saying about what they are, and the Badim doesn't really seem to say that the Kiyar had Badim. The little Medrash says, which Agav, even though it says it was made by Weissman or something like that, Rabbi Weissman, it was really made by his wife, Agav. And the picture over there shows the Kohenim Stamos carrying it. You take a look, it does not show any Badim on the Kiyar. It shows the Kohenim carrying it. And it's Taka. Talk a little bit of a tumult, what exactly happened. Rav Zalman Sorotzkin asks, how come it's not mentioned in Bamidbar and the things that they carry? The Ibn Ezra in this week's parasha says that maybe it didn't have Badim and they carried it in the Agolis. Some people say B'nai Kahas carried it. Some people say B'nai Gershim carried it. Chizkuni says Vairish the Nebatim, which is a very interesting thing that everything else we have pretty much straight Mefurish what was going on, or you have Bryce Malachas on Mishkan, they'll say what's going on. It doesn't really say Mefurish how exactly they were carrying, what exactly was the with the Badim. It says, after finishing talking about all the things about the Mishkan, he's about to send them on their way. Vayetu called Asmi, so Milufne Moshe. They left from in front of Moshe. You need to say that they left from in front of Moshe? We know that's where they were. It says the Levil, yo, you are able and should be able to see on someone where he is coming from, what he's doing, when he's leaving, what has just gone on from where he has left. Therefore, it's saying it was nicker on them that they just left from Moshe Rabbeinu. It was nicker that they just heard about a Mishkan. It was nicker that they just were about to receive the greatest gift that Hashem is going to rest amongst them. I think Ban says, I don't remember who, one of the Rishonim, I think, says that you that after every time you learn, when you get up, you should be able to try to find some mitzvah, something to do that has shaykhs to what you were just learning and do. I guess that would be to try to be mekayim azazach, to mekayim this type of thing, that it should be nicker from what we are coming from, what we were just recently doing. Hey, Rabbi Yehuda Chassid says by Anoshim, by Yavoy Anoshim, Al Anoshim, Sefer Gematrius, he says, Zotel the Sefer Panim Yafis and Baal Turim, they all say that the Baal cannot be menadev his wife's tachshitim without her permission. Thank you. Something to keep in mind. No. What? Well, like, okay, Hagufa, maybe this is an antithesis of that or whatever. Yeah, exactly. Right, and then you have the other way that the Gemara Bava Kama, the Gemara Ksubis, Mem Zayin says that a Isha can't give too much tzedakah without their husbands. Sipurna says like this, that a Isha can't give tzedakah without her husband. Lamaisa, it's not so shver that they came and did this because first of all, they had, right, everyone had money. Secondly, especially the fact that they were that the egel they held back bedafka, and here they came forward with it. That's why the Dasakenim says, I think it's before some Midrashim also, that's why they have the special Isser Malacha, whatever it means. But you look in Halacha, there's a sort of Isser Malacha for women specifically on Rosh Chodesh, and it's a shaila if it applies to men. Because they did not, I forget exactly what the tushtos between the egel, the Aversa egel, that which they did, and the Areach. But the women were zoicha, they received through this a special Isser Malacha that Rosh Chodesh should be a special day for them.
So why don't the
Levim have it? Shaila, maybe they were lamaisa in effect, they were nichlal. Right, you see, why did Yeshua die? We spoke out one of these last few weeks, I don't remember where exactly. The lamaisa Yeshua died because, even though he didn't do the ego, because the avir was such that Lamaisa he got kechapt. Either Levim didn't get kechapt in that, good, I hear, maybe because they did a Maisa of going to kill. I don't know, but
when
I guess
Moshe
you see in some way.
When Moshe came down, he saw Yeshua. Yeshua said he had no idea what happened.
Okay, but this is what it says, that he did die from the Avir, right? Levim didn't. Why? I don't know, maybe because they did an action. They did an action. He didn't necessarily. I don't know. But I'm just trying to say that it does. It I guess you could say that Levim Lamaisa as the men as a whole did not. So this is something miyuchad for the women. That specifically the women held back. Or maybe also Levim weren't being forced to do anything about it. They're trying to force out. They weren't trying to force the Levim. The women they were trying to force to do the ego, and they managed to abstain. So maybe it's even more that. Not just that they didn't do it. That they managed to hold back from them forcing it. Okay, fine. What's the lashon of kesef? Why is money called kesef? So you say nichsef of amkam kalsan after. It's something that I want and really have a desire for. So therefore, that's what money is. People have a desire for it, and that's what it's saying. It's called. I'll shame that. Well,
also means silver.
Yeah. Okay. It could be. Why was it used for them? Maybe because that was the main thing that people had. Right. Gold. People definitely had gold, but silver was the main thing that people had and used all over. So could be that's why.
Cheaper than gold.
Right. Yeah, it was cheaper in a way, right? I mean, look around. Maybe there are other reasons, but most people, what do they have these days? Silver, becher, silver. Yeah, I mean, the Rebbes sometimes have gold or whatever, but it's like silver. The.
And it was specifically by the Kiar. That's when they came with their copper stuff, because copper wasn't so common. It was mainly...
You're saying they had that, right? Right. So once we're mentioning the kiyar and that they brought the mirrors, so the kasha is, we know that Moshe didn't want to accept the kumas in Parshas Midyan because it stood for Zima or whatever, so how come the mirrors he was willing to accept? Azay frecht the Taz. He answers that over here it was all melted together. I'm sorry, one second. I'm sorry. Punk Fagart. I apologize. It says over here that they brought the Chach Vanezim V'Tabas V'Chumas Kol Kli Zav. They brought all this together. And again, the Kumas Lamaisa is one of the Kalim of Zima. So therefore, why did Moshe accept that and he wasn't sure what to do about the Maris? So the answer is because the Kumas was melted down together with all the other jewelry that they brought. Masha Enkin, the mirrors were going to be staying in one state and just added together as just mirrors. And therefore, it still would have brought up what he felt possibly was wrong with it. That's why he waited. Arizal says a very interesting thing, that when a Kayin was makriv a karbon, he would look into the face of a person, see what chet he had, and that's how he was able to be masakin the chet, that helped the person be masakin the chet. How would he do that for an isha? Right? You know, you can look at a woman, you can't stare at a woman. So he says that they stood next to the kiyar, and they will look at her a day the kiyar.
But aren't you still looking?
Oh, so one second. Panach Raza says that Lagabi Lashma, you're supposed to have in mind the name of the carbon and the name of the person who's bringing it. So generally, you can look at the person. What do you do by a lady? Also, the same you said that you look at the kiyar. Oh, very good. Frak the Menchas Elazar, Lamaisa, why is a mutar a day a mirror? So first he says that there's no Yetzahara by Harabias. I look straight. No. He says that would be Mara Sain. My is the fair shot. I guess the Amaratzim coming up to the Shalosh Regalim. They see a Kayin staying staring at it. How are they supposed to know?
Because they don't have a guitar, they don't feel it either, probably.
I hear. Maybe that's because they came there now, but maybe the Kayin will live it the whole year. Maybe they don't know that's any different. There's a Taisa Menachas that Mamish goes into this about the strength of Yetzirah and the strength of Yetzirah by old people. Talks about this where it's talking about that the Kayanim. They have to do tenufa with the saita. They have to wave the carbon mincha of the saita. The kayin does it with the saita's hand. And the question is, how it does it? Was there a sudur in between? Was there not? Taisa Menachas goes into it. Maybe an old kayin. What?
There's no taiva by a saita.
No taiva by a saita. But yet, rei saita v'kukula yazer atzmi min hayayin. Why? Because even in the spitz. Of destruction, still vice dice the Yitzhahara licks there.
But still, well, how do you avoid the coin?
No, we say that because it's like a mole.
I hear, but Lamaisa, she has to be Yazir Atzmin Ayin, right? Got the Tais Menachas for a second? Where is this by Tanufa? Kain puts his hand under the Yad Bailim. He says, doesn't have to literally be under the Yad Bailim. Because then otherwise both the owner and the kayin aren't holding the kli. Rather means the kayin holds the bottom and the kayin holds the bottom and the owner holds the ears of the kli, the handles of the kli. Brings another raya. So he says, Yushami Mash Ktas Tavi Tachas Yad Mamish, but in the Yushami, it seems like it literally is hand under hand. Why? Because it says, by Tzuvas Minchasaita, Vikayim Yach Yad Vachulu, Vena Dover Kiyar, it asks, isn't it disgusting? Is it not nice? So he says, maybe Mapa, you could bring some type of Shmata, and it won't be Chaitzitz, and that's not considered Chatzitza. I frekt Yushami may bring an old Kayin, Vafu Tema Yeled, Ein Yetzihara Matzilaitzisha, Maybe you will be sometimes accidentally touched. Akoponim, you see that it could be handled that there was over there. So Akoponim, the Rogachover Stamos, I said, how would it that? Right. Exactly. Right. The Rogachover says a very nice thing that a Kayan, in order to see a neg, I'm pronouncing neg in a house. It's a ras in a house. He has to be able to see it the entire time, and then he declares it saras. How does he see it from where it is, go to the door? So the Gemara comes out, must be chazaka, because he can't be that you see it the entire time. What if it's on the second floor? What if it's around the corner in the house? Must be chazaka, that if it was there, we assume that it stayed there and didn't change until you got back, until you got to the door, and then you would be able to declare it as a nega. So the Rogachover wanted to answer that, or he asked rather, that why can't you use, just like by the kiyar, ever if you're written the kiyar, probably just means why can't you use a mirror and you'll see it the entire way, just like you see that. On Koponim, maybe by us, what we would be saying is that it wouldn't be called seeing. It wouldn't be called seeing, looking through a mirror, and that's why it would be enough for the kain to chap who it is, but it's not called seeing, and therefore wouldn't be a problem, and that would answer the Rogachover's question also about why it wouldn't be good by it for a nega, because Lamais is seeing through a mirror, it's not called seeing.
Okay, so then what's the problem if someone looks at something that they shouldn't be looking at through a mirror? Is that halachically seeing?
Halachically, I don't know. We're trying to just speculate based on this, and Claire and say, and have a little pill here based on that. Right, exactly, right. That's what I was about to say. Also, here we're trying to work it out of what should be to go do for other things. Yeah, not.
So why don't you go all the way and just say, he can look at her for this and not for other things? Why don't we just go all the way then and just say that he can directly look at her? But not by other things.
Lamaisa is too strong. The mirror is a way of in between, but it's still.
If you're able to see in a mirror, why can't you see in a picture?
How would you see in a picture?
A picture of Natsnis.
You're saying 100 years ago, more than 100 years ago? How would it help to see the lady? Oh, Stama's like good because it got what? We're saying Avada, and then that's like he said. Avada, don't go do it. But we're saying Luchari has to see the Isha, he has to be able to give a kapara. Good, so a way to take it down would be idea mirror. And this would answer Rogachover's kasha also about that you wouldn't be good to see to use a mirror for a neg because maybe it's not called the Spitz seeing. That's what we're saying. Yeah, Varal Kain Sanega. Yeah, to see, exactly. Yes. Yeah.
This would also answer why the kiyar was made specifically for mirrors that you'd be able to see the reflection of
what? We see the reflection of what?
Of the lady instead of having to see her straight.
That's what I'm saying. They use the kiyar.
That's why it was the back of mirrors.
No, that's what you used it. That's what you used the kiyar. That's what I'm saying. Tavu Esaizim, Rashi says, there was an Omnis Yisera that they were able to wave straight off the backs of the goats. Why specifically these? Are there many other things that were made for them, but for the Urias Izim, they were specifically spun off in B'derach Nes, the back of the goats. How come it was specifically over here? What? No, the women, instead of shearing it and then spinning it, they spun it directly off the back of the goats. Why specifically that? Why specifically over there? Also, what? Just the reasons in Pashtus. Right, Tavo Asa Izim. He Haisa Omnis Yisera Shem Al Gabi Izim Hayi Tavo Nisan. So also the Mesh Chachma asks that when connecting all the Urias, when connecting the bottom ones, the Mishkan, right? The bottom ones are called the Mishkan. It says Vayas Hamishim Karsis of Vayichaber. He made the 50 Karsis of, and he connected. By the Urias Izim, when it's talking about the little connectors to connect all the next level of Izim together, it says Vayas Karsin Choshes Hamishim Lichaber, so I'll to connect. It doesn't say he connected it. It's almost mashma that he made it for Moshe to connect. Why? Why? So, says the Targum Yonasan, I don't know if it's over here, it's a famous, I think it's a famous thing, Hashem Chazal, that the Urias Izim, we know we're split, the Mishkan was 5-5, 5-5 and 5 tapestries, 5 tapestries. The Urias Izim were 6-5. Why? Keneged Chamisha Shekhom Shei Torah and the Shish Sedri Mishnah. So perhaps you could say, Al Derech, that which the Marsha and the many Mefarshim explained, the Gemara Mamatzia, that Reb Chiya, when he was coming to teach Kindle Ach Torah, he wanted to teach them Chamisha Shekhom Shei Torah, each one. One of the five, and she said the Mishnah. He didn't just buy chumashim in the store. He first got kosher a deer. He fed them kosher grass. He shechted them. He fed the meat to aniyim. He did every single thing possible lishma that you could do with preparing the R to write on. And then he taka wrote on it with the highest of the high. And then he went and taught them. Why? Because all the preparations that go into Torah, it makes the Torah that much more good. That's going to stick and special and all a chelik of going into the teaching of the Torah that's going to happen with it. So to over here, that the Mishkan is going to be a makmar shuras hashchina, and these Urias Izim are coming to simplify that, to be a simon to that, with the Chamisha Chumash Torah Shishu Mishnah. That's why specifically Moshe, that he was going to go connect them. Maybe that's why specifically it had this nace, that it was done straight off the Izim, and it had the specialness maybe to be done straight from the source, done straight away from the behemoths themselves.
There's some halachas of Shabbos that you can't do by spinning it straight off the animal, like menapets and malabin and tivea. These things they did already,
for some reason it was white and clean, but maybe they had to do with the rest though. Right, we're saying it was specifically the Urias Izim, but everything else was done normally. So maybe it was done with everything else. Maybe it was done with everything else.
He spun it while it was white.
Maybe it was an ace. Maybe it was part of the ace for the entire one. You could say simply that it went for the other things.
So what? Those things had to be.
There's no Tzar B'Lechaim pulling hair from a goat live.
You're shearing it anyway. So.
But they spun it while it was attached?
They probably know how to do it. Agav, the same Tzar B'Lechaim I mentioned in a. I mentioned the Yerushalmi, and I gave a shir once on Tzevei over here. This Yerushalmi that says that how they get the iris elam adamim, how they get the redness on the skins. Yerushalmi says that it was a tzarek for the Mishkan. They would hit the animals in a way that it made a red bruise, and then they would skin it right away, and then you had red on the what's called thing. This would be an Issa Melach on Shabbos of Tzevei. Because this is what they did in the Mishkan. First of all, you have to know if it's Deraisa Darabana, Gemara Bava Metzia. Secondly, what's necessary for us, we're allowed to do. We should do.
Shechita, horse, animal,
yeah, but what? No, that's what we're saying, because these were going to be used for the Chamisha Chumshei to be Keneged. The five and the six, Chamisha Chumshei Torah and Shishu de Mishnah. So therefore, I guess it goes specifically into this, that we'll have a nace coming specifically into this to... Like Reb Chaya, that set up the animals specifically and then taught the children based off of those, what's it called, that he prepared... I guess he's saying that he prepared everything and that... I think this is saying that the fact that there was this nace that existed specifically over here, maybe it's because there's a specialness. The fact that it's going to go simple. There, it's more the what's it called? Right. Yeah. I'm trying to remember. Let me see one second, what do we say by... It doesn't say that he did it. It seems to be that Bezalel did it, right? Stand off. It says in Parakam Vav Pasgal Vasu B'Tzalva Aliyah V'Chol Ish Chacham Lev Asher Nasa Hashem Chacham Usuna Bahema. Literally, they did that Hashem gave them in them, because I'll make a drasha bahema that even the behemoths had a special chachma coming and being a part of and trying to prepare themselves. It's medrash chazal. So Rabbi Rucham says that shteita you see over here, that we think that people on top of the tzibur are people who know what they're doing and it's their decisions and they know how to do and what to do. Says, see over here not. He referred to himself, Rucham, Mashkech of the Mir, referred to himself, even a klutz like me, he said, Hashem ended up putting on top of the tzibur. To run a tzibur, kahal am Hashem, you have to have special ruchnis out there, shmaya adein shir. So it's saying he brought this out from the behemoths also, that you see even the behemoths had a special school coming in, see a kavachimer, even a stick to run a whole tzibur, like himself, he's saying it's only relying on the siyat d'shmaya of Hashem, obviously totally in the siyat d'shmaya of the specialness of the tzibur, agutin shabbos.